This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Monster Hurricane Milton is just hours away from Florida's west coast. The AP's Donna Warder.
Forecasters say Hurricane Milton is expected to make landfall between Sarasota, Florida and Tampa Bay sometime between late tonight and early Thursday as a Category 4 storm and then cross the central part of the state. Tampa Bay is home to more than 3.3 million people and it faces the possibility of widespread destruction. Senior hurricane specialist John Cangelosi of the National Hurricane Center says that Tampa's mayor was not exaggerating when she said expected storm surge could take out a house.
We've seen that in many hurricanes, in fact, and just go a couple of years ago, I mean, Ian did something likewise. I mean, the storm surge in that hurricane was even greater. So, storm surge has the ability to do that. The peak surge values are predicted to be between 10 and 15 feet near the landfall spot.
Milton's expected arrival comes 2 weeks after Hurricane Helene flooded streets and homes in western Florida and left at least 230 people dead across the south. I'm Donna Warder.
Tommy Hall is planning to ride this storm out in his home in Venice, Florida, about 80 miles south of Tampa.
We got gas, food, two generators, portable air conditions to push around to room to room, so I think we might do okay.
Overseas now, Palestinian officials say this morning Israel's bombings in Gaza have killed and wounded dozens of people and trapped thousands in their homes. They say the number of dead in the year-long war is now more than 42,000. The Nobel Prize in Chemistry goes to David Baker, Denise Hassabis, and John Jumper for their breakthrough work with proteins, predicting and designing the structure of proteins, the building blocks of life. Baker works at the University of Washington in Seattle. Hassabis and Jumper both work at Google DeepMind in London. This is AP News. There could be another gold medal for a hockey team that played decades ago.
The 1980 Miracle on Ice hockey team could be on its way to another gold medal. The team that shocked the Soviet squad in Lake Placid nearly 45 years ago took home Olympic gold. Now a bill's been introduced in the House to award it congressional gold medals. Minnesota Republican Pete Stauber, a former minor league hockey player, is one of the sponsors, saying it's a way to thank the team for memories the nation will never forget. The deaths of two players and coach Herb Brooks in past decades have added urgency to the process. The measure is expected to be debated after the election. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Scientists say climate change boosted the rainfall of Hurricane Helene by about 10%. That's a new study. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Saving money on your next project now at Menards. Menards is the leading supplier of quality roof and floor trusses. Choose from our large selection of residential and post-frame trusses or design custom trusses specifically for your project. Get started on your building project today, in-store or on Menards.com. Plus, view our weekly flyer for all the great deals happening now. Save.